We are learning Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Samaches Omabez, and we are starting a brand new Perek, Perek Ben Shoirer Umayra. New Perek, and we're continuing the Mishnah from before, from last Perek, that talked about all the different Chayveh Skila. I think there were 18 of them, and we're up to one of the last ones, Ben Shoirer Umayra. Ben Shoirer Umayra, we have a pasuk, we have a parish in the Torah, Kiyel Ish. Bain, Soirer, Umayre, Nenu Shemeya, Bekal Av, Bekal Ima, you have a son who's going off and he's not listening to the voice of his father and mother, V'yisroisai, which means give him Malkus, V'yishma Aleim, he does not listen to him. So halacha is that such a person, this Ben Soirer, Umayre, is different halachas, we'll have to see what he has to eat in order to be chayiv and what he has to do. But it's really chayiv misa al shem soifoi, because we're worried what's going to happen eventually. But lemaisa, it says in the next pasuk, "Safsu by of v'ima v'tzioi sa zikne iroi v'alshar mekaymoi va'amru el zikne iroi benenu zeh soira meira benenu shemeh bekaleinu zeh levesoivei urugamu kalanshe iroi ba'avonim." He gets skila v'meis v'yatar amikavecha v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'iro. That's a loch of en soira meira. And now v'ikka, this mishnah, we'll concentrate on the first few words of the pasuk, ki yele ish bein soirer umayre. Zok the Mishnah. Ben soirer umayre, me'imisai nasa ben soirer umayre. When could he become ben soirer umayre? What age? Mishayovish de sairois, from when he gets de sairois, from when he becomes a god oil, va'achi yakiv zokin atachtin, until he has a lot of sairois that the whole zokin atachtin is completely full with hair. Loya Elyon, when it says zokin, doesn't mean the regular beard. Zokin atachtin means oisimokin. Chom loshen akia. Chom always called a zokin out a loshen akia. But the zokin atachtin, when that gets filled with hair, then already he's too old to be a ben sairer amir. Shenema, how do we know that it has to be punct this age, basically from bar mitzvah until a few months later? How do you know it has to be dafk this age? Shenema, it says in the pasuk, ki yel ish bein. So first we dash in ben v'lei bas. It has to be a son, not a daughter. Number two, it's ben v'lei ish. It's a ben and not a man, not a full man. But katan is potter, so baal chal mitzvahs. A katan is potter because he's not baal chal mitzvahs. So therefore, it's exactly this age between a katan and an ish, which is a ben who has shtei sairis below Yaakov b'sairis. And we'll see in the Gemara a little bit more details in the way the Gemara comes to this drasha. Because Betzem, a ben can be considered a katan also, like Rashi speaks out. Ben kari ben. But he's saying he can't be chayiv because he's not balei chal mitzvahs. And therefore, it's exactly this age. I shtei sairis, it's called the ish. We'll see in the Gemara what the drasha is. Because Betzem, he could have said, it might say, if you're saying it has to be a ben and not an ish, so then why is he chayiv? He's already an ish when he's bar mitzvah. Shtei sairis ready. So we'll see exactly how to work out this drasha when we see the Gemara. So the Gemara, katan menol and depata. How taka do you know that a katan's potter? Frank the Gemara menolan kiktani taima. The Mishnah says clearly shlei bar lechal mitzvahs, because he's not chayiv in mitzvahs yet. That's why he's potter. V'su Hecha eshkan the oynish akasev the liboyi krol miftri. Also, you have a question. Where's the makar cotton spotter? So, question one is the Mishnah says the reason why cotton spotter, because it's not chayav mitzvahs. Number two is, even if the Mishnah wouldn't say, you have to ask me what's the makar cotton spotter. Since when is the cotton chayav mitzvahs? V'su hecha eshkan the oynish akasev the hachal liboyi krol miftri. They need a pasuk b'pater. So, the Gemara, I'll tell you what I'm asking. Anan hochi ka'amrinon. This is what I am saying. This is what I'm asking. Otu ben soira mera chetinarig. Is a ben soira killed for his own chait? He didn't do any chait that's chayiv skila really. Ella, what? Why chayiv al shem soifa nerag? Yichayiv al shem soifa that we'll see in the Gemara later on that explains that we see from his actions that what's going to happen eventually, he's a kumta averis that a chayiv skila, and therefore mutav yom zakai val yom chayiv. Let him die when he's still innocent before he becomes chayiv. So, since even a regular ben soira meira is not really doesn't really get misa on his chait, al shem soif in erag, but given al soif in erag, I feel a katanami, maybe even a katan bichayev also. That's pshat the question. Va'oid ben v'lo ish katan mashba. Also, even more, ben is mashba, not an ish, and usually a godoil is an ish. So, who's ben v'lo ish? Must be a katan. That's the first question. How do I know taka katan is potter? Basically, how do we know that ben soira meira is this shear between a shtei sairis and Yaakov Zokin Elyon, Zokin Atachton? Amar Rav Yudam Rav, the Amar Kor, the pasuk says, V'chiyele ish bein, Ben hasomoch legvurasoi shel ish. We darshan like this. A new darshan, because it says both words here. It says leish ben. And we're darshaning the word ish on the ben as well. The kiyel leish ben means when the ben is close to being a ish, which means he's not a katan, but he's not a ish yet either. And that's the drasha that we darshan, that he's chayiv when he comes close to being l'gvurasa shel ish. It means a ben asomach l'gvurasa shel ish. That's the drasha. So it's not a ben that's it's not a ish that's over when he's much older. It means right when he comes by mitzvah. So Taisus asks on top of the Amid that was saying a ben asomach l'gvurasa, a ben asomach to being ish. So b'mtayim adilma shana shafnei gadlus. Maybe it means when he's 12 years old. Because you find a mufla somach lishin yadarim from 12 years old, so zok taisvus mefaris meitam the hocha darish leish the machshol shen gevura hechsev chazach tvisa leish. So therefore, it sounds like not ish means godless; it means gevura. So it's the somach legevura, which means after a mitzvah until gevura. So freaked taisvus imkayim time imkayim lomo lomba mesisim time with loish lavach hamitzvah. Why is the reason loish lavach hamitzvah? It's not mitzvah. There's a kasev. So why is the reason of the mishnah that the reason why cotton's part of loish lavach hamitzvah is not the reason? The reason is because of a pasuk. V'yesh loymar the taisvus to have amino the mekoydim avar Cyrus maschal asman the somach rosh yesh. You would think that even 4 days Cyrus ready, it comes. He's ready somach rosh yesh. But fill of yosim megim chadoshim. We are learning over here, Lemaisa, right now, that it means from Bar Mitzvah until he has the Gvurasa Shalish, which is when it's Yakif Zokoin Hatachdoin, that's when it's considered a enough of a gadol to be chai. He's really a gadol to be chai ben sarim.
So it's not a set shir.
Could be every person different. Yeah, it's not a set shir, but it would be by mitzvah and then a few months after mitzvah, whatever it is, 6 months. I'm not sure if the Gemara is going to give an exact shir. So far, the Gemara did not give exact shir. Just said the shir is every person different from Shtei Cyrus until Yaakov Zoker in Hatachten. Yes. So it's in the mitzvah. Ach Yaakov Zoker Hatachten. What does that mean exactly? Tony Rabbi Chia. Ach Yaakov Atara. What does that mean? Like Rashi explains, that says until the here surrounds the atara, lashminon, that kofa zokan atach and the tonim of his gid kamar. It means that kofa of the aver, samach lebeitzim. Loya kofas hakis shal beitzim, dav lebos of yituba. That's much older, so it means when the gid is surrounded, it's much less time, and let's say it's 6 months, and that's the only time he could come a ben sarir amir. He has a very short window. Omer Rav Chista, another halacha about Ben Sari Omer, that Katon Shohelid, if a Katon gave birth to a son, that son cannot become a Ben Sari Omer. Rav Chista holds, a Katon could be Omer, the Katon can have children. So Omer Rav Chista, Katon Shohelid, ain't benoy nasa Ben Sari Omer. A Katon that gives birth, his son does not become, cannot become Ben Sari Omer. How do I know that? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Kiyel Ish Ben. Smash v'dafka la ish ben lo the katan ben kiel ish ben sorry amira when ish gets a ben sorry amira so then sorry amira then you can have the halakos of ben sorry amira katan shohele ben sorry amira shenama kiel ish ben la ish kiel ish ben la ish ben lo the ben dafka la ish ben v'lo the ben freit the gemara now with teaching la ish is going on the father has to be a god when he has a ben. Before we said L'ish is being darshan on the ben, that the ben is chayiv haben asomach l'ish. So how do you have two drashim from the same things? Freit the Gemara, Haim Boyle, like Rav Yudom Rav. Like Rav Yudom Rav said, that the age is from 13 until it becomes ish. So Zok the Gemara, Im Kain, if the drasha was like Rav Yudom Rav, Leim Mekra, Kiye ben l'ish. When a ben gets to l'ish, you know, close to l'ish. My Kiye l'ish ben, it must be going on the father. Kiyila ish ben. Shmarim no krev chista. The teaching goes, that means the father has to be ish. Kiyila ish, when a father is an ish, and he has a ben, then nechayiv. But if a katan has a child, that's not no ben tzayimar. That's what darshaning. Kiyila ish ben. Shmarim krev chista. Freyti gemara, ma'ima kula lahachi udasa. Maybe everything is coming to teach us like a chista. So how do you know, make a hudam a rab? Maybe that's pashtan pasik. Kiyila ish ben. which means when an ish has a bain and not a katan has a bain. So how do you know to make the other drasha? Also, name a kraw ben ish. It should say, if we want to say just like a chista, it should have said kiyeh ben ish, when there's a son of ish. That would be a very simple way of saying it. That's what it said. Then we know clearly it's going on the av. But now that said the first the word ish and then ben, they had to say lit ish. So that there, that's why you have a drasha. My lit ish ben. Shmami no tarti. You see both drashas from here. Like Rashi says, shmami tarti. From the hash to mashmahachi, mashmahachi. Kiya, I'm reading Rashi. Kiya ben lit ish, which means from the word lit ish, dashing here ben lit ish, kishi giel grossish lish. Mashtamanami avu, kiya lit ish godol ben, lishi kotam ben. See, since it said the word lit ish ben, it's a little bit funny way of saying, kiya lit ish ben, shay, kiya ben ish. What's kiya lit ish ben? So it sounds like you could tarshin also ben, when a ben gets close to being lit ish. So you see both drashas. So the two drashas are like this. One drasha is that the boy has to be bar mitzvah until he gets the gvurasish lish, he's a ben sarimer. And number two, the father has to be a godo when he gave birth to this son. But if the father's a katan, then there's no din ben sarimer umar. So umar says, a pliga de rabba. Rav Chista's arguing a rabba, because rabba holds a katan cannot be moilit. The omar rabba, when bottom is samaches and bay is three lines on the bottom, the omar rabba, katan einoi moilit. A katan cannot have children. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk by the parasha of Gezel Hager. So there it says, we don't know it's Gezel Hager yet, but it says that if someone dies and someone owes him money, and he owes him money with a chaymish because he swore to him, he said he doesn't owe it to him, and now he wants to do tshuva. So first of all, he has to bring an asham, and second of all, he has to give a karam chaymish. Who does he give it to? He gives it to the yarshim. But let's say there's a person without yarshim. Vim ein le'ish goya l'hoshev asham elav. The pasuk says it goes to the kohen. Now it means there's a person who has no yarshim. Is there possible a person not to have yarshim? Everyone has yarshim. There bnei Yaakov avinu. Anyone up, go straight up. Some way, a uncle, a cousin. You have a yarsh. So what do you mean? Who doesn't have a yarsh? Shnemem ainly is goyel. V'chiyashlam v'shalosh ainly goyel. El begezal ager kosim adavet. Don't want a ger that died after someone swore to him, and he doesn't have any yarshim. He was a single ger, he never married, never had kids, and he has no yarshim, because his parents are not related to him. So by gezel ager, the loch is, if you can't give it back to him, he's dead, and he doesn't have a yarshim, so you give it back, give it to the kohen. Now, the pasuk's loshon is, v'amrachmano, tapas samach tesam v'alef, v'amrachmano, the pasuk says, im ein le'ish goyel. Why do you say the word ish? V'amrachmano, ish, this is all part of Rabba's drasha to prove that a cotton's on moilet. It says in the pasuk ish at the tzarech lach zorlov miyesh legoilim, which means a regular person who dies, you can't just assume he has no yarshim. You have to look around, even if he's a ger, you have to check, maybe he has no yarshim, maybe he had children. But that's dafka if he dies as an ish. But if he dies as a cotton, then you don't have to, this ger dies as a cotton, you could assume there is no yarshim whatsoever. You don't check it out even. But a katan, you know, he has no yarshim. Like Rashi says, my time exiv ish el mishum exiv v'im. The master pa'om mishyesh yarshim. Lachiksev ish lamdecha ish udiklas fuke by ish ger. You can make a suffix shem yael banim. Mishes gayer ve'ener shoylaf kia karen shloy lasakayim. So what do we talk about the pasuk that says, what's the diak? Dafkala ish, you have to check out v'im. But if you're a katon ger, you could assume it goes to the kain. So let's do bumbakashas on this. First of all, has a katon have money? That you stole the money from the katon, you owe money. Has a katon have money? The ger is a katon. And number two, how did he become a ger? If his mother is Israel, then he has yarshim. So how did he become a ger? He's a cot. So Tosis, the big Tosis Samaches Abayis, talks about the Shaila, Adav Samaches Abayis, and he has three mehalchim how it's possible for a cotton to have money. One way is to das acheres makne. If someone gives it to him, it could be zaycha. Number two, he says that he was Yerush's father while he was a goystel. So then he have money that way, because a guy has yarshim. And Third pshat is b'maisi yodov, if he works schartecha shlomei deraisa, starts to be mahalchim how a kotok have money. Then Tosh says, what do you mean? How does he become a ger? There's not a kasha between. Then he says, how does he become a ger? How could it come to a ger? So if you look at the last line, Tosh says that if his mother is toivel while he's a muberes, could be works. Then he ends off like this: the moyelu milo of a tefila shal katnas shoyis of a gufan veinchaser and kabbalas mitzvus mutoich shegod lo michu haynu kabbala. It's possible for him to have a shtickle geiris while he's a cotton with tefila and mila, and Tosh much of exactly how is it possible. He wasn't meicha, then lamafreya it's taka. It could be a good kabbalas geiris ayin sugya in kedushin. The ger cotton is a very big sugya, but upon him. Somehow, it's shaykh to have a ger with a katan. So we're learning right now like this. Rav Chisda said a katan could be moiled, could have children. Rav says it cannot be moiled. Why? We see from the pasuk by ger ve'im, it's mashma only by ish you have to worry about it. By katan you don't have to worry about it because it can't have any children. Eisvei abaya, abaya is a kasha like this. It says in the pasuk by shichva zera ve'ish ki yishka ve'es isha shichva zera ve'shichva nechrach ve'chavas le'ish ve'ish ki yishka. Why say ish? So the brayta is like this: ish ainli ish. Ben tes shnayim v'yem echad shirola biyam nine. How do you know that there's a sugya of a raya, a sugya of biya by a 9-year-old? Tamalaymar v'ish ekshavav. What do we see clearly? Abaye asks a rabba that even a katan ben tes is royal biya and has zera. It says v'ish kiyushka v'isha shachva zera. So heck, he say he can have children. He does have zera. So it's a kasha on rabba and a writer of chista. He has zera, but it's not moiled. It cannot be. It can't be mizaras. It can't conceive a child. Just like you find the idea, ketvuah shleviyah shlish. Tvuah that doesn't have a shlish, even though the tvuah has zera, but if you replant that zera, it will not replant the tree before a viyah shlish because it's not ready yet. It's not ripe yet. The same thing here. A 9-year-old has zera, but the zera is not ripe yet. It will not be able to reproduce. So that's what we're stopping right here, that's what we're holding. That Lamai says, Machlekes, Rabba and Rav Chisda is a katan moilid. Rav Chisda says that a katan shahoilid, his son does not become ben sarim mer. Obviously, he holds it could be moilid. Rabba says, no, he cannot be moilid. And the Raya is from Ger Katan, from the sugya of Ger Ein Legalim, and Deep from the Pasuk Ish. The idea you have to check it out by a katan not. So he learns that a katan is not moilid. And Abaye had a kasha. They see that Ben Tes Hashem Chazara is saying, yes, he has Zerah, but it's not Royu Lehazriah.